Our theme tonight is the name of the commentary I put up on the blog this week, He Who Archives Write History. This week is the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, a very important event, one threaded throughout many of our lives, certainly my life. If you look at my family and what touched them and myself, the financial and intelligent networks that were part of the assassination and cover-up were a defining power in our lives since the Kennedy assassination. And because of that, I have a sense for how the success of the assassination and subsequent cover-up emboldened the group involved. It was one of the pivotal acts that led to the breakaway civilization blossoming, but in particular, their ability to effect enormous financial fraud on a massive scale. So I've made a very big deal this week about the assassination and aspects of it. Literally what you see, and we'll hear more from Peter Janney in the interview we did this week, which is posted on the blog. You had two competing models, one that depended very much on covert intervention and force. The other believed in peace of man, for all mankind, and literally a much more outward expression of many things, including the space race or the space program. And clearly the more innovative and peaceful model lost when Kennedy was killed. The theme of the commentary is He Who Archives Writes History. And that's because so much of history is written by both the people who control the documentation, but also manage to destroy other documentation or prune it. And that includes killing lots of people who are witness and bring testimony. There was a European reporter who sent an interview to me recently about the Kennedy assassination. The historian he interviewed counted over 1,000 people who had died mysteriously in the process of bringing to light the facts of Kennedy's death. And I would say I have no idea if that number is correct, but based on my experience, it absolutely could have. What was astonishing is how many people tried to bring forth different facts and aspects of the assassination. And much of what we know about those years and what really happened is thanks to enormous courage and sacrifice on their part. And so I wanted to honor them with a blog commentary this week because we continue to see thousands and thousands of people around the globe take tremendous risk to bring transparency to issues that really make an enormous difference to our lives, and that transparency can shift many, many things. So He Who Archives Writes History, and that's why it's so important that we each remember to archive and contribute to those who do.